When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Happy Wednesday. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yes, we're just... You sound like you're combusting.
No, I literally am. That's exactly what's happening.
All right, let's get to some of our friends knocking on the door this morning. Breeze, for some of them, it's payday.
Oops, yes, who's here? Of course. I mean, goes without saying. And that's the reality for our friends Nico and Steve. Good morning and happy Wednesday. Vibes are always up on payday. Love you guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Oh, a wonderful weekend. Well, we got a couple days to go, but thank you.
They didn't say weekend. I said weekend. I'm not sure why. They just said day. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
You too. Rachel's here. She said...
Don't spend it all in one place, you guys.
Literally. Me, the second I get paid. Rachel's here. She says, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Feeling good today. Just trying to get through the day. And I am excited... that we are 1 week away from Bill's training camp. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
You gonna watch that new Hallmark movie?
I know.
What's the name of it?
I have no idea.
You just reported on it yesterday.
I don't remember, but it doesn't come out till Christmas. But I do want to watch the trailer. I did report on that yesterday. All right. Who else is here? Brittany's here. She says, sup, guys. Vibes are good today. Feeling all right. My son has finally learned how to go to the bathroom on the toilet, so I'm feeling like a mom win. Aww. Good.
That's nice.
Amazing.
We're so proud of him.
So proud of him.
How old were you when you were house trained?
Like yesterday. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are just through the roof.
Good.
Yeah, I don't... I got a buddy coming in town this weekend, so I'm looking forward to that. I haven't seen him in a minute. But other than that, yeah, I'm not doing anything crazy. What time's the Pride Parade on Saturday?
11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gotta be there. Gotta represent.
Breezy and I won't be on the float this year.
They were like,
they didn't want us.
They were like, we had so much fun last year, so much we don't want you to come back.
Well, we're
like,
going to actually, thank you guys so much. It was actually one of the best times we've ever had. We're going to do our own thing this year. Okay.
No, verbatim. I was like, wait, what?
They hate us. All right, no
they
problem.
They had a vision, and I don't think that we went with their vision, but that's okay. We're not everyone's cup of tea.
Don't we know it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the vibes are pretty good, though. I went to my parents yesterday, did a quick dip in the pool.
Oh, good.
My mom made me a three bean salad. What a gem.
Three beans, eh?
How about you?
Vibes are great. Going to a wig party on Friday, so I ordered my mullet.
Wow. Is that what you're wearing, a mullet?
Mm-hmm.
What's a wig party? Like, aside from everybody wearing a wig? That's it. Okay.
We have like a massive Pong tournament. My friend does it every year. Before Pride, and then
It's a white trash party.
No, we're just wearing wigs. Okay, we're not wearing wife beaters or anything like that.
Okay, got it.
So that'll be fun. Excited for Pride. I don't know. I have Party in the Park tomorrow, which will be fun.
That's right.
I'm really getting ahead of myself. There's a lot of things before that, but yes, I'm very excited.
One day at a time. I know Cruel Summer is performing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cool.
And I will be hosting.
And Breezy will be hosting. Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley. Where does she stand? Is she finally stepping down? It looks like that could definitely be a possibility. We'll give you all the details about that and what's happening coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley was publicly censored yesterday by the State Commission on prosecutorial conduct due to that traffic stop in Webster last year. I think we all remember that. But in her testimony to the commission back in March, she expressed remorse and acknowledged it may be time for her to step down. And according to the state report, Dorley agreed to step down as district attorney. She hasn't announced a specific date, but August 4th would be a very important milestone. Because if she leaves before that date, there will be an election for a DA in November. If she departs after August 4th, the election won't take place until next year. And the state constitution dictates that the governor shall appoint a replacement. So, I mean, from my understanding, yes, if she leaves after the 4th, then it's the governor's job to fill her role with a replacement. And then the special election won't be held until November of 2026. Mm-hmm. But Dorley says, I can't tell you enough how sorry, how embarrassed I am. It's affected me. It's affected my family. And I know it's time for me to go. I think it's time that there should be a new DA.
Yeah.
One former judge and attorney said, look, she's been a very good prosecutor. I think this is a blip that happened at the end, that sometimes the passage of time and a lot of wear and tear makes you make decisions that you later regret. But I think overall, she's been a very good prosecutor. Right now, the state's controller office says they haven't received any retirement papers from Dorley as of yet.
Interesting. Well, we will wait and see. But yeah, I mean, how long ago did that whole mishap take place with her situation with the cop?
Last March.
Yeah. So it's been a bit, but people still, I mean, the whole thing has tainted her whole career, unfortunately. So, I mean, that's all I think about when I think of her. I don't really think of all the work that she's done for, but again, I'm not getting prosecuted daily, so not that I would know, but.
No, I know.
I think that's, I'm just saying, I think that's the reality for most community members is her actions, not her career.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, the seasons of life and where you're at within those seasons.
Yeah, listen, you guys, I mean, there are different things that you go through at different periods of your life, and sometimes they can be the best, and sometimes they can be the absolute worst. And I just feel like I'm in a season of life right now where I should be super happy, but I'm just not. I want to kind of talk through this because I don't know if anybody else is going through this, but I know for a fact that I am. We'll tell you all about it coming up next.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Always free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 87 for the high today. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Seasons of your life. Breezy, what season are you in right now?
Well, I feel like everyone from the outside looking in would be like, she's in her thriving.
She's thriving.
Season. She's crushing it. She's so active on social media. She's doing a radio show. But
little do you know, she's at home in the fetal position crying.
My mental health's never been worse.
All right. I don't want to make a joke out of it, but
I think that it's important to have an open dialogue about, because to be honest, like, I'm 31 years old. I'm in this fairly new decade of my life. I, you know, have my dream job, a partner that I'm absolutely in love with, And I just feel like I just got a new car, like everything. I don't have breast cancer, you know, all of
yeah,
these
you found that out too. Sure.
That are like really great, but I just can't help but
it's
like
still not enough.
I just no, but like I think that's the core of the conversation. I just like feel like I have so many things to be thankful and excited and happy about. And I'm in this like kind of depressive state right now, and it doesn't make sense. And I feel guilty for even feeling this way because I shouldn't, right? Like I shouldn't feel this way because of all of the things that I just listed.
Okay, so how many of you have ever been in a situation where you feel like, I think a lot of people,
right.
You have everything you've ever wanted,
right.
Things are going great, and looking in from the outside, yeah, people envy you.
Right.
However, deep down, you're like, this is just, I'm not fulfilled. This is not enough. How long has this been going on?
These last couple weeks, I've really been going through it with this. And I get down on myself and I'm already feeling like these negative feelings about me and myself and my life and all of these things. And then I like think deeper into it. And then I start to feel even worse about myself because I'm like, why are you feeling this way? And I feel this enormous sense of guilt for feeling this way. And you know, I don't know if it has to do with the fact that my car broke down and now I'm like, I bought a new car. And although that is exciting, like it's a financial burden that I wasn't really expecting to take on. Maybe the fact that I low-key got a concussion 2 weeks ago. I don't know. There's a lot of different things. But at the core of it, I was really like thinking about it. I've gone through a lot of changes this past year and a half.
Like, you have.
With my body and things of that nature. And
I feel like I already know what this is.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
I feel like hands down, it's emotional burnout.
I think so too. And I want to talk about that because there's a lot of, I feel like the world and our society is like split into two. Like there are some people that are just like so for mental health and feeling out those emotions and like holding space and whatever verbiage you want to use. And then the other half is like, suck it up. Like you have everything you've ever wanted. Like, why are you have no right to complain, like whatever. And I don't really genuinely feel like there's anywhere in the middle for people to just like see both sides.
Well,
it's either all or nothing, and I don't think either are right, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, listen, I've been there a handful of times, and I know so many people, and you guys listening in, too, have faced it as well, too. You're pouring so much energy into the things you love, your relationships, your job, your
right.
work, all of that. Yes, as much as it's fun and it's great, it takes work, it takes effort.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put all that into those things that you love, you know, because let's be honest, you got to water them.
Yeah.
It's draining.
It is.
And it's day after day, week after week. And no matter how good life looks on the outside,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, you have to take some time to just reset. And you have a hard time doing that.
I do. And like, I guess piggybacking off of that as well, like when I do go reset, and I wonder if anybody else shares the same feeling of like, I am so like lazy. As much of a hard worker and a go-getter that I am, like I love laying down. I love rotting in the bed. But when I do that, that's how I like quote unquote reset. But I feel guilty because I'm like, this is your reset. Like you're so lazy. Like you don't leave the bed. But I don't know. I think another big part of it that is tying into these feelings as well is like these body image issues are like kind of coming back. Like, okay, I've lost weight and like I feel amazing and that's all fine and well, but I feel like I've kind of plateaued in that journey. I'm not gaining, I'm not losing, I'm just kind of like here.
Yeah.
And I'm not like as buttoned up as I once was when it comes to my routine. And I think that's typical. I feel like a lot of people experience this in the summer. Like the summer is so
what routine are you referring to?
Like, well, I'm still working out, but
you're not going hardcore.
I'm not going hardcore and I'm not like eating amazing, but also it's like summer and like,
oh, whatever. You've lost 90 pounds. Like just give it a rest. You're doing fine.
I know.
You're doing okay.
But I will say like, I think that there is a direct correlation of like me not feeling good about myself because I'm not like fueling my body with like good nutritious things. And then I think it's like a spiral domino effect type of thing.
You think it has to do with you going out and having six espresso martinis?
It might have a little bit to do with that. You know, it might be a thing. But I wanted to have the conversation just because, like, I'm feeling a little alone in this because I just, again, like I said before, feel guilty for even feeling this way.
Yeah, but, you know, it's good. You have to feel this way at times.
Right.
Because it keeps you grounded.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I just, I'm sure hearing this makes a lot of people listening feel less alone because
yeah.
we all go through it. It's just that type of period you go through where it's a little bit of a speed bump. Not to diminish what you're feeling right now,
right.
But I think it's a good thing that you are actually feeling this.
Right.
You know?
Because I think, to your point, like feeling this is allowing me to kind of compare and be like, well, no, like you are doing all the things and you are living a great life and you are allowed to feel this way for a certain period of time. Like, I mean, if it's 7 months, I mean, we got to figure something
out. Yeah, that's here, that's.
It's been 2 weeks.
That doesn't make good radio.
I think it has to do with my concussion, undiagnosed. So
it's wild how often we ask ourselves, what's wrong with me? When nothing is wrong with us. We're just burnt out. We're disconnected.
Right.
And it happens time and time again. You know what I mean?
You're disconnected with yourself. And then that leads you to feeling disconnected to others. And then that leads you to questioning everything. Like, do I even like this person? Are we even really friends? This person says, Breezy, I've been feeling the same way the last few weeks. I'm going through basically all the same things that you are. It's got to be something in the air. Star signs, I don't know. Get out those astrology calendars.
Yeah, because if you guys aren't buying crystals and letting the moon's energy absorb them at night, you're not living correctly.
That's probably the answer to all of my problems. I need a rose quartz.
You need some sort of amethyst in your life.
Maybe it has to do with the fact that the air feels like someone is roasting marshmallows under my nose. But other than that,
I'll tell you what's worse than what you're feeling right now. You could be feeling this way right now, and it could be 9 degrees outside, still dark, and us expecting 2 feet of snow later. Nobody.
Literally.
You know, there's always glasses half full.
That is so true. That is so true. But I'm just saying, if you're going through it, you're not alone. It's kind of weird. It's a bizarre concept.
You know what makes me feel better when I feel this way? Because I just went through it 2 months ago.
Yes.
Seriously, and I know it sounds cheesy and corny, but it's always helped. Just write down everything that you're grateful for and all the things that you have in your life. And when you go through that list, you automatically start to subconsciously feel better about yourself, because I'm a big believer that gratitude is the cheat code to life.
Period.
Let's take a break. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I will.
98PXY.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture.
From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians,
follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.